We on.
We on, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Good people. What's going on? It's your boy, Meech. We is here. First episode of Live Talk. I said Live. Lit Talk Podcast.
I'm already lit.
Shout out
to Humano. You know, my boy lit off this shit right here.
That boy matching that shit.
He already fucking.
That boy matching that shit, though.
But no, man, we here, though. We here, first episode. I got Sam to my left of me right here.
Yo.
We got Danny G to my right.
Yo.
You feel what I'm saying? And, bro, this is the first episode. For everybody, to make it clear, Lit Talk Podcast has started back in 2019, before the pandemic. And then, you know, we kind of, you know, drift off a little bit. Pandemic kind of hit us, like everybody else. But it's 2025, about damn near 5-6 years later.
Uh-huh.
We here. We had to incorporate some real niggas with us. Danny G in the building. Danny, how you feeling, man?
Man, shit, I'm here. Shit, you know.
That boy, you to this thing, man.
I'm good to this shit, so, hey, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm just here.
Look at your eyes look squinting already.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of this Humano, so I'm good.
Oh, man, and so for sure, we got, like I said, I got Sam next to me, man. Sam, what it is, what's going on? Talk to me, bro.
You already know, man, originator, you feel me? We here, the Lit Talk Podcast, you feel me? We added our big three now, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now we like, you got our Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
LeBron Wade.
LeBron said it. Hey. Not one,
not two,
not three. They'll be coming with episodes, I promise you.
Nah, man,
that.
Hey.
Shit gonna Meech be
got,
real.
Meech got the topics, you feel me?
We here, man.
Let's get this going, man.
So, you know, a lot changed, though, man, in 5 years, though. A lot changed.
A lot changed, bro.
Kids. You got kids now.
Well, got kids now.
Danny, you already had.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all might would call me the uncle of the podcast.
Listen. Well, you already had a child, but what's different is we all got daughters.
No.
Oh, listen.
Oh, three. Wait,
hold on. So you saying there's a cast with straight daughters?
Yeah, and all of us like the same age, right?
Girl dad,
for sure. You feel
damn,
what I'm
that's
I'm straight
crazy.
Teaching my daughter how to play football.
Man, you crazy as hell. For what?
What?
Niggas got dreams. Niggas got dreams.
Hey, don't worry. Teach her to play football.
I dream the same dream, homie.
Broski. You wildin', coach.
Hey, I got two.
Hey, I be thinking the same thing, bro.
She gotta be on beat at all times.
Listen, I say my chick gotta have mama mentality. Fuck that.
I ain't gonna lie, like with my daughter, she is rough, my boy. So yeah, football. I mean, football far fetched, but
now they do got lingerie. Like the
we ain't doing.
See that shit crazy. With the
but
pass.
Hey, listen, hold on.
Nah, with the
women,
pass.
Women been playing football.
Nah,
though.
It's real shit. It's not no.
As a father, I saw like Stephen Lee. As a father, you want to see your daughter in football?
Hey, you don't want to compare yourself to Stephen A.
Yeah.
Stephen A getting checked
right
out.
Not right now.
But I'm just saying, as a father, you want to see your daughter play lingerie football?
No.
No.
But the option is there. I'm just saying.
Jesus we ain't even Christ. Going to lingerie. We putting on pads.
But it's not lingerie. That's the thing. It's real life. They hit.
You know what's so funny? Back in high school, I don't know if you remember this. Joseph, you should remember this too. We had a chick named Peggy.
Oh shit!
And she was the only chick that played football back in North Miami.
She attempted.
No, she played, bro. She played. Well, she ain't played no games, but
she was on the team.
She was on the team. She was suited up, practicing everything. I respect Peggy. Peggy, whatever you at, I respect you. Shout out to you. Bro, because I play, you know.
How was practice, though? Like, what position she played?
She was playing D-line.
No.
Oh, what you talking about?
So why would they do that
to my daughter can't play football?
No. Because sometimes you're going to meet a nigga like me, I will block the shit out of you.
Of course. You're going to pancake it. I'm not going to pancake the dough.
You think I'm saying? I don't care what it is. Like, I'm finna block the shit out of you. But she was trying, though. You think I'm saying? She was trying, but... Man,
damn, she couldn't
her,
play linebacker? Like,
linebacker. She ain't got it.
Well, I feel like Kevin Samuels.
She had the hip, but she ain't
had
the hips.
Linebacker back.
Hey, see, it's niggas like you that just wants you to bring out the pistol and sit it on the counter.
Hell no, man. But no, ain't no linebacker, bro. She had the hips, but she didn't have the hips.
But damn, D-line?
If you feel me.
But damn,
so, I'm going to ask this question.
What's up?
Was niggas still trying to hit her?
That's the real question.
Nah.
Nah.
That's like some Drewski stud shit. Like, nah. That's
boy, listen. Jam. That's my new thing. I'm Drewski.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you trying to hit the studs?
I'm hitting studs. That shit ain't been touched.
Oh, shit.
Listen. Certain studs. Nah, I ain't going to say all studs. Tight, stop.
Nah, I want to
hear this. Like, what you mean? Like,
ain't no such thing.
How you finna go about that?
Because he said it's tight. That's
that shit's still tight.
Yeah.
That shit tight.
He said it's tight.
So yo, what we doing?
So you telling me you cool with taking off a pair of jorts off and then grandma panties off and
untape a tits down.
And I'm a straight greaser.
Oh my god.
Come on, man. See, and this the shit we talk about now when we have small conversations, right?
Go ahead.
Niggas don't be wanting to tell the truth.
Look,
niggas put on this facade talking about this and that.
Actually, but the truth
let's
is...
be real. Hold up. Uh-huh. Let's be real. Uh-huh. If a stud get in front of you, all studs ain't ugly now.
No.
No,
not all of them.
You get somebody like somebody when I go out, firefighters, and you look at some of them chicks, man, ass still fat.
Oh my god,
what are we talking about?
I think it's the difference from a stud than just like the feminine lesbian female. I think.
Well,
it's
I mean, if you want that Drewski wave, then by all means,
I'm telling you.
You feel what I'm saying, go ahead, do your thing.
And the real conversation I was gonna say we're not having is. That all the way tight shit ain't feeling good. That shit is painful. That tight shit,
yeah.
Where you gotta struggle.
Especially if you got a turtleneck.
Hey, I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna say this.
Go ahead. If you got a turtleneck, my boy.
I'ma say this though.
Yeah.
That nigga's in a caliper.
What you gonna say though?
Oh. I'ma tell you what I'm gonna do. I ain't scared to hide it. Y'all capping. Cause y'all don't wanna tell the truth.
We still capping.
I ain't gonna judge y'all. Y'all still
I'm gonna tell you this. Of course, I ain't dropping no name, so I had my homeboy. He had messed with a stud one time.
No. Right?
But the stud that came at him, though.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Dyke, whatever you want to call him. Came at him, and you feel what I'm saying? He folded like a laundromat. You think what I'm saying? But I was like, damn, why you doing that? I kind of judge him a little bit.
But what type of stud we talking about?
She, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Cause those are not.
Bro, she stud is that, a stud.
A stud is not feminine.
A stud is a stud. No matter which way you put it,
well, dab you up like this.
Well, guess what? She was doing all that. She was cool with the guys and everything like that. But
damn.
Man, one time he told me he was like, bro, like
down.
It's not what you think it is.
It lock it down.
Hey, so check this out. I'm gonna throw this out there, right?
Okay.
Remember that Instagram post, whatever that shit was, when a dude came out and said, "I'm not gay no more. I'm
delivered.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
delivered."
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you get a stud that come at you like that, she take off them clothes, that shit fat, what we doing?
Oh, no, I'm taking it down.
It's the same shit.
On some Chris Brown shit.
Nasty as fuck. It's the same shit. You talking about you won't smack her, but it's the same shit.
Oh, my God.
It's the Young M.A. Like, the Young M.A. stud, I'm not taking that down.
That's tough. Young M.A. put on clothes, a tight dress.
Tight dress.
Nah, coach. That voice.
Coach.
How about that voice? Just that New York accent, man.
He said tight dress.
Just what the
you
New York accent.
You think a tight
dress? Homie, let me tell you something.
That's just like these fake ass bras getting the BBL. They put on that shit. That
but
shit look good.
That's different though, the BBL.
Nah, you can't
the
just
BBL
put
look
on.
Attractive.
Yeah.
But Young M.A. probably got a fat ass under there.
Duh.
How we know? She always wearing baggy clothes.
Ooh.
No.
Nah.
You know what? Listen, but speaking of BBL, though, right? This is the question I got
BBL,
to pose for y'all boys.
Jersey.
Do y'all think the BBL era is over with? Like, let me know. I mean, we live in a city, of course. It thrives in it of BBLs left to right.
Damn.
Girls get BBLs from the youngest age as possible to, of course, the oldest. But do you think it's over?
Yeah, we've seen Vivica A. Fox. They say she had a BBL at 60.
Jesus Christ. Imagine the complications with that, though, bro.
The BBL era
it seemed
will
the
forever
complications
live.
She did
it forever
it.
Live?
It will forever live.
I mean, it gets better, though. What you think?
Better doctors?
I ain't gonna lie to you. It'd be some older Spanish women with the BBLs, like the grandmas be having BBLs.
I'm talking about 55, coach.
Them ain't BBLs, though.
Silicone. I'm talking my culture now. You feel me? Yeah, okay. You know, I went to a diverse, I was raised in a diverse area where they sell hella mommy pants.
What you mean, mommy pants?
The fajas with the ass already shaped in them. Bro. They take that shit off.
Like butt pads?
And it's flat back there. I'm being real. Go on 20th Street.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to see the BBL era is in full effect, but in a faja.
Oh, my God.
But that's nasty work, though. Nasty work. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, no, that's nasty work, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, my. But, nah, me personally, I don't think it's over yet because I just see online they got a whole bracket. They got a March Madness bracket.
Nah, it's not.
Of who got the best BBLs. The BBL
era will never be over, bro.
Never, right?
It will never be over.
I think human enhancement will never be over for sure, though, bro.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But that bracket, though, I seen is crazy work.
They just, yeah. I like the way you
what was that?
Renamed that.
Oh, human enhancement.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're going to change it to. It's no more BBLs.
Uh-huh. Human
enhancement.
Enhancement.
That's the new shit now. The BBL era is over, and they're going to rename it, and it is human enhancement.
But are we for it or not? Nah? I'm for it, personally.
So you cool? You cool with having a chick that has BBL like 20 years from now?
Hold on.
Like I'm saying, like, because I know there's more men that likes the whole natural.
I love mine natural.
I mean,
you feel me?
I like both.
You like both?
If you, it's how you find it. That's what I'm trying to say.
What you mean by that?
I mean, first of all, it's all about personality for me.
But
to be real, it don't matter as far as natural BBL. But I'm just saying.
Now, listen, okay, well, you know what? I do like it natural, right? Let's say if my old lady decided to have one, to get one or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I'm all about, you know what I'm saying, pleasing yourself, make sure you're comfortable,
mm-hmm.
make sure you are who you are. You feel what I'm saying? If you want that, go ahead and do
it. So you for a BBL?
I'm for it, but not how it look like, though, because shit be looking like Jurassic the right Park way, sometimes. Yeah.
Some shit be hard. Yo,
the right way. The right like
Jurassic
way.
Park,
you don't even get a jiggle. You slap that shit don't move.
Yeah.
Man, straight concrete.
But that's what I'm saying. It got to be done the right way.
Yeah, it definitely got to be done the right
but
way.
But that's all procedures, though. That's not all just procedures. The BBL. That goes with opposite.
360 lipo.
Yeah, you feel me?
Them lip.
The lip.
Man, hold
that
up.
One
that's
is
yo. That's too much.
Crazy.
Yo, them lips be on go.
TT fucking.
Hey, motherfucking lips be so big. Hey, you remember the challenge back then?
Yeah.
Oh, when you put your suction. No Diddy. Hold up. No Diddy.
Bro, but back then, they'll actually do that shit. But that shit was like,
just to get big lips?
Just to get big
get
lips.
It.
Not
I
knowing that
it.
That shit would shrink back to a normal size.
Damn.
But then it was a lot more white folks doing it. Because, you know, we know in society that white folks don't have lips.
Some.
They got the thin lips.
They got the thin. Some of them got the prettiest lips, though.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Slow buddy. Your buddy hopping.
Now, hold on. I ain't got my Dr. Umar hat.
Look,
so,
yeah, that buddy hop just out of
you know what I'm saying? Because you a brother, and I know a brother when I see a brother.
That buddy hop right out of you, man.
Hold on now. Hey, listen, man. We got bunnies, but I don't want you to hop in the snow now. We need to hop you in the mud.
No, I love my sister.
Wait. Our black queens are not in the mud.
Oh, hey, yo, that boy dug deep.
He dug deep.
He greeted as hell, though.
Damn.
Well, you greeted to the bitch, though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, hey, you know what? Man? See, I have to reframe that.
That
yes, our black queens, you're not from the mud. You from the saying? Even though you, whatever city you came from, you're not in the mud or from
whatever
the mud.
City you came from.
You know what I'm saying? But the snow bunny thing, that's a no bueno. Now, do you prefer something different? Let me know now.
I love my sisters, and I'm gonna say that to the death of me.
Say I love my sisters.
I'm gonna say that to the death of me.
Do you like white women? Yes or no?
Hey, wait, hold up.
Go ahead.
I love my sisters.
Go ahead.
But if the snow come, I'm falling in it.
Oh, that nigga doing snow angels.
If the snow comes, shoot.
I'm on the floor.
Oh, well, hold on. Real quick. To take the metaphor out. Have you ever experienced snow?
Yeah.
Okay, ooh, okay. You?
Nah.
Okay, so that should get cold, my bro.
Tiger Woods felt it.
Oh,
should I go on? Because goddamn it, the snow was cold when Tiger Woods felt it.
It was too cold. That's why he crashed out.
That's what I'm telling you. It was super cold.
That's why he crashed out, though. But no. I mean, the snow bunny. Listen, man. I always say I'm not Tarzan. I ain't swinging that way. They say no jungle fever. You feel me?
So what, you ain't never.
A snow bunny?
A man that been in North Dakota. Oh,
yeah, no.
North Dakota.
Never. So you never.
Never. Never.
Damn, bro.
Hey, what do YN say? Cap.
Cap.
Listen, anybody that know me in North Dakota, bro, they know. Trust me. I promise you. All my dogs who I was with on that football team, the boys who's from Sacramento, from LA, even my dog from Broward County, they know I did not mess
Meech.
With no
Meech.
Snow, but I'm telling you.
Did they bunny hop?
I ain't gonna hold you, man. I was ugly ass nigga back then.
Meech, when I first met you, you had a high top fade.
I did though. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
And you was rocking the fuck out of.
Hey, but listen though. Hey.
You bought something. You bought something shit.
Hey, listen, you know what it was? You know the funny thing about it? Because growing up in the Haitian ass homestyle, my old girl always gave me zero, bro. Zero or low buzz or whatever it was. So when I went zero. Off the college, I was like, man, I'm finna let my hair grow out. You feel what I'm saying? And I got the juice. So I was walking the juice, though.
So we're going to say that's why the bunnies ain't fuck with them.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay, though.
Nah, listen, at the end of the day, you got to be attracted to that snow bunny shit, too, though.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I know y'all boys
baby
sitting
girl.
Up here. Y'all, hey, I'm allowed to call you. I'm allowed to say y'all YNs at this point.
Nah, we ain't YN.
We big bros.
Big bro, is it big bros?
Yeah, we big bros.
That's what it's called.
I got to check. I got to check the meters.
We not unks yet.
He's an unk. For
I'm
sure.
An unk.
Oh, yeah, you
an
unk.
Yeah, I'm an unk like a motherfucker. But I'm here to keep you bros in check.
This nigga babysitting now. This nigga wild, y'all. Come on, dog. But check this out. So next topic, right? This topic right here.
Shoot.
It's kind of. You know, it's funny. It's wishy-washy a little bit, though, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. So 78% of men are tired of taking out women on dates.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
That's not real.
It's not real?
78% of men in Miami, or?
Nah, see, that's different. But what you going to speak general? But you know what?
Hell no. Let's talk Miami.
Miami. Yeah. Okay, so.
Because you go in any other state,
it's different.
Women taking men out.
Whoa, you just fucked my head up. Yeah. I was even
So what you saying? We in the wrong city.
Listen, I was even in that neighborhood he was at. He just brought me over there.
Hey, we in the wrong city.
And I'm going to be honest. Damn. In certain cities, Miami, for example.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All women want to be flued out. Go to pick. They always pick shit they can't afford. They want to eat somewhere they ain't never had. They want to go in there and say, how you pronounce this? I want this. But if you go to D.C.,
okay,
Baltimore,
yeah,
maybe Texas, maybe.
Nah, you can say Houston for sure.
Put your wallet up, baby. I got it.
Jesus Christ. Just the saying of that sounds unbelievable.
In Dade County?
Oh, no.
We ain't even talking about Dade County. I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to get a lot of backlash after this.
Nah, you definitely going to get a lot of backlash. Nah, but you know, shit.
I got a crazy take.
Mm-hmm.
I think the females that's bad, they could do that. I feel like if you not bad.
Can I ask for you to rephrase that, please?
I feel like it's the ones that's not bad that's acting like that's saying all this flued out shit. The bad ones, they could say that. They got the looks for that.
You know what?
You want to fly them.
You know what's so funny? I think the female that's not so-called bad, like that's like the 5-6. We're going to put them on the chart. The 5-6,
mm-hmm,
they're thinking that the 9s and 10s are acting for that automatically.
Mm.
Right? So
that's their mindset.
So that's their mindset. But really, the 9s and 10s, that's a no-brainer for them. They could do that. They could do both ways.
The females will kill us in the comments. They're going to be like, y'all speaking for the females.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that's what it is, though.
Well, when they see this episode, they need to chime in. tell us what we said wrong.
You see?
But listen, but so we can go back. Nah, yeah, nah, I ain't buying nobody. I thought about it. Nah, I ain't buying nobody.
But hold on. But see, that's a question I got to pose for both of y'all. Because you know me, I'm, you know my situation.
I'm going to read it quick.
Do y'all feel like y'all tired of taking out females out?
Hell no. Nah.
You not tired?
Nah, that make no sense to get tired.
Okay,
now.
Okay. Well, what you think?
That make no sense. But you tired?
I'm tired as fuck, boss. Boss, I'm tired, boss.
Oh my god! No, but see, this is a question: are you tired of the what? The expensive dinner dates, or
oh, well, you just see, tired of starting something new type shit.
That okay?
So, yeah. So I'm gonna say this: why we can't go nowhere cheap? Why we always got to go to the high end restaurants? Why we can't go to see that? Kalu's, where it's, I could walk out, spend $120. And that's on two people.
Okay,
but you want to go and spend $560, and ooh, then still go hang out after that.
Yeah, we're going straight home.
Nah, we ain't going home.
I understand.
They don't want to go home. They want to go spend another bag of yours.
No, we ain't doing that, killer.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's the one that's trying to hurt your pockets. That's the one that's coming with a vendetta and an agenda, and you better watch out for her,
but,
sir.
But hey, but sometimes, you know, it's also what you put out there, too, though. Like, you talk a good game, like, before, like, the pre-date.
If you lead it with money.
If we lead with money, you better continue.
You can't be mad if you lead with money.
Hey, so I'm going to say this. Hold up. I got to go to stats real quick. We go to the stats real quick.
Go ahead. What you got?
Hold on now. I got four pictures on my Instagram.
Four pictures?
Okay. Four pictures.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I don't show nothing.
Okay.
And that's where we always go wrong.
So time out. We're not only talking about Instagram, though. We're also talking about what you project, what you say to these females. Do you feel like you talk? Well, you know what? I'm not gonna dictate about how good of a game you talk.
I don't have a game. I just speak the truth.
Okay.
I don't have no game. I tell them what
I feel
the truth. Because at the end of the day, I'm gonna give you your option of I'm putting everything out on the table.
Mm.
You accept it or you don't accept it.
So okay, so Sam. Do you think telling the truth, too much of the truth, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Bad thing.
Wait, hold up, Sam.
Bad thing.
What?
Don't go, once you meet somebody, don't go telling all your truth, telling your host, your childhood traumas, everything
especially,
that happened to you, all this
trauma,
extra
boy.
Shit, no.
But you never tell a chick your trauma. You don't supposed to.
That's
you're
not true.
You're not supposed to.
Well, I don't know.
Unless, listen, if you get in a real relationship, then you go.
Nah, some motherfuckers tell you on the first date.
What type of homies you got? What type of homies you got? Because I ain't telling my traumas on the first date.
No, I'm saying.
Because then they're going to judge you at that point.
So what I'm saying, you never been in the talking stage with a female. Y'all haven't even got to end the date yet. Mm-hmm. You still just texting, and then she gets to give you the whole rundown.
That's fine. She could go ahead and give me the rundown.
I'm not giving her the rundown.
You never. Whoa.
That's what we saying though. We not. I'm not.
Personally, hell no.
Yeah, off rip. No, we not gonna give her the rundown. Like yo, hey, you know what?
But
like,
we've experienced. That's why I say people do it because I don't think it's only females do it. It's just because we don't do it. Don't mean other men don't do it.
Oh, I can agree because some men do tell their prior relationships and
I'm not doing that.
But no, but though, I think a lot of men they try to go deep, like, you know what I'm saying, to a point where like
they get lost in the sauce.
Not even lost in the sauce. They quote unquote, hey, this is me opening up to you. You feel what I'm saying? And when I open up to you, I think it should be, you know what I'm saying, like the same way, vice versa.
But then again,
it's like, man, it's a lot of females out here, it's like conniving, dog. They'll take that, bruh. You feel what I'm saying? Use it against you. Throw it right back at you. Spray you on Instagram, Facebook, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's some shit, dog. Like, once you do that to a man, bro, ain't no looking back, bro. Ain't no looking back. That's when you got the niggas who start losing weight.
I'm going to ask this question, right? You see how you say you get niggas lose weight and all that other shit, right?
Yeah.
So you, not saying you.
Okay.
But saying... So you just told a chick, you gave her your childhood trauma, all the shit you've been going through, right?
Yeah.
and now she used it against you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Check it now. Mm-hmm. Y'all having dinner, y'all, whatever happened to happen. Then she come and throw that shit in your face.
So
you see, that boy sad. That
I should never trust this bitch.
Hey, listen, that nigga leg shaking right now.
I should never trust this bitch.
Hey, nah, I'm not gonna lie though. That's why you see a lot of niggas like, I mean, they call them Tinder or whatever the case may be, but a lot of niggas be, listen, niggas kill for less.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Niggas kill for less. So you go ahead, you go ahead to tell me that I open up to you and I'm, hey, mind you, I'm not telling this to no therapist. I ain't telling this to no professional. You feel what I'm saying? I'm telling this to you. Some chick that I just met offline or some shit, or my homegirl connect me with. And I feel like, you know what? You got enough sense with the whoop. And I tell you all this shit, and you go ahead and use that shit against me? Oh, yeah. Like I said, niggas kill for less. I'm not saying I would do it, though, but I mean, you might, you know, what's his name?
Incriminate yourself, sir.
What's his name? Ray J. When he threw the drink at the chick.
Oh yeah.
By the pool. By the pool. And ass.
Like, he threw the pool.
Oh, he threw the pool.
He threw it in the pool.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that though. But you feel what I'm saying? But nah, we ain't. But you know what? I think everything is a time limit though.
Yeah.
Everything is a time limit. You know what I'm saying? But I think sometimes the deeper the trauma, the longer it is, the longer you gonna prolong with your partner. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just, especially when you have a bad taste of something, you don't want to taste that shit no more. So sometimes, you know, it get deep. But now you suffering in silence. Now your partner suffers because you suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So,
So when is the time to tell her, you know what? I can't do this shit no more.
Well, that's why.
I told you my darkest secret and you slapped me with it.
Well, first thing first, you got to keep God in your life. Right. That's what.
Keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
You feel what I'm saying? You gotta keep God in your life. So that's one. Two, when God in your life, dog, you know what I'm saying? God gonna steer you to different directions. You feel me? Now, if the time is right to open up, pour up, yeah, go ahead. Pour it, you know what I'm saying? And just leave it out on the table and don't worry about the consequences, you feel what I'm saying? Listen, no matter what, it's gonna be consequences. It could be bad or good or whatever, you feel me? So that's just what it is, though. But you know what? To that extent, though, to this topic right here, do you think being vulnerable to women, like, does it have an image that we look more
feminine?
Right.
Like a sucker?
Nah.
We gonna say the word sucker?
I mean, if you vulnerable to the right woman, it's actually a plus.
True.
If you vulnerable to the right woman, it's a plus.
But then you get those women's... The women that come at you be like, oh, I don't like a nigga that's more sensitive than me. Does being vulnerable make you sensitive? Because at the end of the day, you're vulnerable, but you're is a passion. Like you feeling this shit, but then that woman, you get that one woman. Oh, no, I don't like no man that's sensitive in me. Bitch, I ain't sensitive. I'm just opening up because I see you in my future.
Right, exactly. No, but you know what? I think with that though. I don't think it make you more sensitive. But then again, like you said, it depends on the woman, dog.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? If you got the right woman who understands that, you feel what I'm saying? And that can feed into it. That can help you out with that. And of course, man, I'm going to open up. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this, right? I don't want you niggas to judge me. UIN is different.
We listen and we don't judge.
Go ahead. Man, one day my daughter's mom came at me one day.
Mm.
I don't know what we were talking about. Nigga, I started crying.
about what, though?
I forgot what we were talking about. But she know at the end of the day, yeah, I'm hard body, but at the end of the day, when we get personal and they get too deep, I'm going to shed a tear.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So she wiped the tear off and stopped crying and started laughing at me.
Ooh. Oh, man.
But at the end of the day, that's her personality, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That's her personality.
Okay. And you understood that, though.
And I understood that.
And that go back to you, where you say, yeah, it's the personality.
Yeah.
You're cool with that. It's cool when you shed the tears, she wipe your eyes and be like,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Kiki.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm jealous, because sometimes I wish I could cry, bro.
Mm. Oh, nah.
No cap. I'm one nigga, bro. I wish I could cry. I'd be like, fuck. Motherfucker, there's some niggas that just crowd a dog, you know.
But see,
and, yo, and I can be by myself. It don't matter, nigga. I won't cry.
Who? Shit, you better ask my daughter's mom. Cry. Why is that though? Like, is it what upbringing?
I don't know. It's probably
hard body.
But you know, it's like, you know, you go through some shit and you emotional.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't. Maybe you want to take it out with, like, you know, getting your anger out, doing some shit, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
But you want to get the emotions out. A motherfucker would cry and get that emotion out and be straight.
Mm.
But a nigga like me be like, fuck, I'm jealous of like Pursuit of Happiness.
Woo.
Every time Will Smith had a moment, he cried.
Yeah, cause that, but some people cry out of anger. Some people cry out of happiness.
But you get
some
that emotion out.
As an emotion.
Oh, nah.
Real shit, bro. And not to jump off subject, but some dudes... Let's rephrase that. In our culture, we hard body. Mm-hmm. We ain't chin up, chest out.
Yeah.
Some dudes scared to cry. I'ma cry. Fuck y'all. I don't even fuck what y'all are saying. I'm letting it out.
The thing is, I'm not scared to because I want to, but it's like it's not there.
So
ain't no tears, ain't no crying face.
So there's a question I got for you.
No Tyrese.
So what's your So the question I got for you is, so what's your outlet then? Emotionally, how you express your emotions, if you don't cry, like what's your outlet for that?
Hard body.
Damn, bro, I don't even know, bro.
Because I'm gonna tell you this now, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know what's the percentage. I can make Josu look at it, but a lot of men, especially black men, if they hold up shit saying why they get older and older, man, this you know they die already, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Listen, and. I promise this off subject, but I'll be looking at some dudes that's 26 and I'm 35, and I'm like, damn, nigga, you look like you 46.
Yeah.
Shit, that is you true. Talking about that what? How true, I look bro. Younger than you?
That is true, bro. Yeah, I ain't real. Gonna lie. Life is hard, but.
Motherfuckers do be looking old, bro.
So that's why you gotta let emotions play effect, because at the end of the day, if you hold that shit in, chin up, chest out, as we were in our culture supposed to be hard and stand up for our woman. You're going to fail yourself.
No, yeah, you're always
going to
fail.
That's why I ain't going to lie. I cry. I ain't going to lie. I don't give a damn what y'all talk about. Nah, I text my boys, hey, boy, y'all good? When I'm crying, boy, y'all good? Y'all need somebody to talk to? Because, boy, I do.
No, you got to, though, bro.
You can't be judgmental. A woman can't be judgmental when that's your outlet.
Yeah. Because
we have nothing else.
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all can talk what y'all want to talk, man. I'm a cry guy. I'm gonna cry.
He said I'm a cry.
Nah, I'm here. Hey, same here, bro.
Hey, but when I get to work,
then you let them tears off me.
You got to, bro.
Damn, hey,
real shit. You really got to.
You cry, me, and I'm
you
not
got
crying.
To. But you get to work and you get in front of the homies. Jealous, but see, but that's the thing, though. I'm not crying in front of the camera, though. I'm not gonna pull out my phone and hit record. And be a full blown actor and start crying.
Tyrese, and we I hate niggas who record themselves crying. By the way, like that's my pet peeve.
So when Tyrese did it,
it pissed me off.
I don't like that. I'm not a big fan.
Don't press record and cry.
Yeah,
don't do that.
But at the end of the day,
cry and then wipe your face, press record, do what you need to do.
I ain't crying for the broadcast people.
No.
Unless I want to get my followers up. I get my followers up, then okay. But other than that, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna broadcast me crying.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna mad at all, broski. Nah, you can forget that because ain't no point, bro. Because at the end of the day, that's gonna be the little star next to your name, bro. Like this nigga's an emotional ass nigga. Like,
like
the females come around, they start talking in a little group chat, like, and let's say one of the girls be like, yeah, I'm talking to this nigga right here, to Danny G. Man, that's a crying ass nigga right there.
Every time we get in an argument, he start crying.
What you crying for?
What you crying for?
You know what I'm saying? Just because I left the bread on the counter, you crying?
No, baby, this for me crying because I don't want to snap on your ass.
Not for real.
Hey, but every action has a reaction. So, baby, I'd rather cry and tell you, listen, I'm having a bad day right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because if I let loose all the anger I done built up from so long.
Exactly.
Like Sam, he don't cry. So
bro,
it's going to be that one day.
I'm scared.
You going to spaz
out. I got Meech on speed dial.
Meech ain't going to be there to help you.
He's going to top you off the ledge.
Not all the time, though. That's why, like, Well, you know what? I'm gonna tap into it. It is sensitive though.
What?
That's why domestic violence is all time high.
Oh yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Even though they play around like it's nothing, but.
But man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't never like been like that deep where like I swole. Like I don't know how niggas do it. Like I'm talking about fist ball. Oh yeah, punch, yeah.
Nah, Taylor,
those fellas have mommy issues.
Nah, yeah. Dumb niggas, I don't know how you could do it, bro.
I would never hit my woman.
Like never, that? Never. Come on, bro. Nah,
not never. Like that either.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like
nah, that. No, you say, I say like that. So sad,
nah, nigga ass side. Nah, it's not that. It's not.
Hey, let me share this story right here, though. This guy right here, let me tell you, he does not fuck around, man. This shit was like fucking, what it was? Middle school, man, a chick hit him with a binder, bro. With a whole binder, hit him in the head and everything like that. That
boy, well, it sounded like that boy crashed out.
Oh, he was about to.
Oh, crash out.
He was about to. You know what I'm saying?
Straight crash out.
About to crash out. Or damn near when the teacher assaulted. Not assaulted you, but she was talking crazy, though. I'm not going to lie. This man stood up in class and charge at the teacher.
Nah.
I said, this man.
Wait,
man,
I did that?
Yes, nigga, you did that shit. Back in North Miami. We ain't gonna say no teacher name, though.
Oh, damn, that lady.
Oh, my God. But nah, she was old and just talking.
Why was he gonna do nothing to her, though?
Nah, but you scared her, though, for sure.
Right, that's what my point.
Shit.
That was my point. It's like, bitch, this would clap.
You scared the shit out of her,
If I was crazy, like, this would could have happened, but.
But you know what? I see a lot of kids doing that.
Yeah,
now.
They whipping asses down.
They whipping asses down.
Just these kids what's whipping that? Ass.
A lot of kids, a lot of YNs, yeah. You can say, they are putting hands on teachers.
Yep. I seen two YNs jump a teacher, put belt to ass.
Real shit.
Just hey, because you know why? They ain't getting that a real ass whooping at home. They ain't got no daddy in their life. You know, I ain't gonna lie, real
sometimes
shit.
These teachers be out of line too, though,
that
bro.
Don't mean that they teaching you the fundamentals of life.
Nah, bro, sometimes, bro, I've been in high school and middle school. That certain teachers, you just ain't go at them because you know the repercussions, bro. But if you could've, you would've. Everybody had that teacher, bro.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that, though.
Or a security guard.
Special security guard.
Come on, a security guard? Come on,
man.
Bro.
The security guard wasn't never shit in school. So
that's true.
He came back as a security guard because he ain't had shit else to do.
Nah, I done seen a security guard get his ass whooped, though, by a student.
Yeah, hey, that's, times be hard at school, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a job out here, coach.
For real.
Get your little job and survive, dog.
Damn, I charge.
So can we go to another topic? Okay, since you say jobs and shit, right?
Yeah.
Me, just being me, I'm out hanging out. I never tell a woman what I do for real. How many times? Now that's the time I lie. If we're going to tell about truths and lies,
yeah.
I never tell a woman what I do for a living.
You don't.
You don't.
No.
Why? What, you feel like, what, they going to judge you off your pockets or something like that?
Yeah, I'm a security guard, contractor.
Listen, though, you know, it's so funny you said security guard. My man, Joe Sue, was a security guard before, man.
I was a security guard for 4 years.
Yeah, I was a security guard before, too.
Damn, I was securing for real. Yeah. What is that? Top flight of the world, Greg.
I used to be a security guard.
Y'all boys, we was really securing, though, man. But I appreciate y'all boys locking up the gate, though, for me, man.
Damn.
All right. That'd be you. Motherfuckers like you when the shit get broken into, they come to the security guard.
Right.
They gonna tell the security guard, what we pay you for?
Right. They look forward to you. They happy to see you now, goddammit.
Nah, but now you know what it is, though. They be at that booth, right? And like, everybody in.
Let everybody in.
I'm like, y'all agree.
Hey, now, I feel like that's the most funniest security guards, bro.
They let everybody
it's
in.
It's scary shit.
They just dead. What's that? Oh, come on, killer.
Come on, coach. Hey,
hold on now. My cup empty though, but hold on, killer. Hold on. I gotta tell Joseph to get that chaser. Who we chasing? I have to chase. I'm not going nowhere. I ain't trying to get to that top yet. I'm chasing slowly but surely. Cause I see you pour that with nothing in there.
Shout out to Humano.
Oh my gosh. Now we listen, you gotta meet that guy, bro. You gotta introduce him.
Shout out to Humano.
You gotta find a way to introduce us to Humano. Humano, what's going on? If you out there, if you can hear this, hopefully you listen to this podcast, man. We are loving your tequila. Please give us some more. We need
a sponsorship. Fuck
yeah, man. I know they got more colors than that, right?
Yeah. They got a Blanco and a agave.
A Blanco and agave. Yeah, we need that, man. We definitely need that right there, though. But check this out, right? So, on to the next topic, because we're going top of the topic, right? This one right here, I think this is a little tough right here, but I think y'all might need some help with this one right here. So, this one right here is building a family, but living in a city where you have to survive but not thrive. And what I mean by that is, right now, we are surviving in the city of Miami, Florida.
No.
Miami-Dade County. We definitely surviving. Now, the city that is thriving, you feel me, for the black folks or just folks in general, Baltimore. The whole DMV?
The DMV is where
it's at. Nigga, we just trying to buy some eggs. Nigga, that's you surviving in this motherfucker.
Hey, listen, boy, when that shit went down, boy, I got eggs 3 for $5. $5.
Oh, hell no.
But look, you know what's funny?
Ain't that rough.
When the chicken was going up, it seemed like only a part of the chicken was going up.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like the breast is at a certain price, but the drum is going up.
See, I know you.
I don't get that.
See, I know you're a pollo tropical connoisseur, right?
Connoisseur,
my bad. Did the price going up?
Fam, the price of meat is going up, gang. Like, yo, I'm not even gonna lie, even pollo, for real though. They go up.
Pollo did went up, though. I ain't gonna lie. Pollo was clutch, but that shit is up.
It's hard to survive.
Security guard uniform, you're half off.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to our security guards out there.
The family deal's like, what, $24.99? Like, so now it's what, half off?
You get that shit $20.
So you know what? This is how you judge a nigga, though. What type of nigga was you? You order a quarter or half?
More than a half, two of them. Two halves, hey, save money.
The real question is white meat or dark meat? Pause.
Nobody.
Hey, yo.
Nobody.
I'm more wild. So the white meat. So you beat it to the white meat show.
Snow
Jesus.
Bunny.
But damn, but look, the deeper thing in your question is like, damn, building a family in a city basically you're surviving in.
No, for sure. Yeah. Day by day.
How do you do that?
I mean, you got the so called paycheck to paycheck.
It seems like you gotta leave that city.
You gotta what?
Leave that city.
For sure, bro. I mean, bro, think about it. Miami, dog. Miami, that shit, price is going up like no tomorrow, bro. Price is going up for no apparent reason. You feel what I'm saying? Like, shit is not the same, especially from 5 to 6, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, now we have, you know, having families and stuff like that. Like, I seen the post. It say raising a child takes, I think what it was, $50K to raise a child. $50K, nah. That's somebody's salary.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Somebody, yeah.
If I don't leave Miami, once my daughter starts going to school, she ain't going to public. You can't afford a public school in Miami. A private school in Miami.
Wait, what you mean?
Private school in Miami.
Because we can't do public because, I ain't gonna lie, they always out of goddamn school. Every
man,
time
you could
turn
afford
around.
A private school, bro.
No, not in Miami.
In Miami? I don't know.
We went to private school, bro.
Back then, though.
We talking about now and in years to come.
They go to private school, though. But you're right, though. Nowadays, especially even with our daughters getting older, at that point, 18, whatever point they have private school, that bitch is going to be expensive. Guaranteed, okay. Without a doubt, though. You dig what I'm saying? So, but then again, you know, you got the public side.
I am not living in the public sector.
Oh my gosh.
I did, yo, and I'm gonna be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I did that and I felt it, so I don't want my daughter or my son to live that life. Okay. So I'm not saying I'm better than nobody. I'm not saying none of that shit. But at the end of the day, you want what's best for your family.
For sure.
So at the end of it all, and I'm gonna say this, if I have to, I'll move out of Miami just to live a better lifestyle. Just to say I can afford it and not try to blend in with the Joneses.
Okay.
Because motherfuckers, I ain't gonna lie, motherfuckers out there living beyond their means to the T.
Of course. So real quick though, when it comes down to the school thing, right? Now, you say that you don't live in the public sector, whatever, and I get it. Is it because of the education they feed into the kids, or is it because you know about public schools?
So, I'm going to say this.
Uh-huh. That's a good question.
Don't judge me, because y'all motherfuckers been judging me since we started this. No, we're not judging,
brother.
So, I went to a low-class public school, elementary school. I went to a sophisticated public school.
Okay.
So I went to F.S. Tucker in the hood, and then I went to West Laboratory and in the suburbs.
These schools is where?
South, in Miami.
These in Miami?
Yeah, West Laboratory is by the University of Miami where I had the best education.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna lie, my mom always wanted the best for us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even though we was living in public housing, we had nice education. So at the end of the day, I want my family to have that same diversity when it comes to certain shit in life. Mm-hmm. So, man, I'm moving out. What y'all talking about? My kid will not have the struggle that I had. She's gonna see the best in life.
So are you tapped in like with the whole politics thing? Or what Trump just did when it comes down to the Department of Education?
What did he do?
So basically, he's signing off saying that he's removing the Department of Education. Now, meaning that the Department of Education
fuck schools.
It's not about fuck school. It's basically they're the one that basically, hey, we are going to send you guys the how can I say? These are the lessons we want you to teach to these kids. Okay.
So basically, like. Damn, what's the word?
Basically, like hey, you know what? Like
this is like damn near like a like points of what they want.
Yeah, it's a whole agenda.
It's a new modern gentrification of education.
That's damn.
There we go.
Well, Black history in that?
it's a new gentrification of education.
Black history. They trying to take out the whole. And listen, and this is
they gonna leave Christopher Columbus.
No. He was been out though. He was already out because what he really did. Like he came in and slaughtered motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait,
wow. I'm not agreeing to that. Christopher Columbus he explored the.
Nah,
he can't be serious too. Get the fuck out of here, coach. But I'm just saying though, by him removing the Department of Education, so it's both sides. One side is the affordability of kids. Low income families can't afford certain things. You feel what I'm saying? I'm saying millions of people they can't afford these certain schools. And I'm saying, and we're not even talking about private school. We're talking about straight public schools. You feel me? So you got that. That's accounted for it. And the other side is you have parents that don't agree to what the school is teaching their kids when it comes down to transgenders. When it comes down to you know what I'm saying the pronouns. You know what I'm saying? You having these certain teachers that be like, hey, my name is Day, She, Woodoo. Yeah, they teaching that shit.
Damn.
Of course they teaching that, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, think about it, bro. Like, you got a box of crayons. You feel me? You're supposed to be 16, but they teaching all 64 of the bitches, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they feel like they're normal. You know what I'm saying? They're human. And we get it. I get it, though. Like, I have no issue with that. But don't teach the kids that.
Yeah.
Don't teach a young and naive child that. Let them, you know what I'm saying?
Discover on their own, but become an adult and understand.
Yeah, understand that. Because that's what it is at the end of the day, though. Like, you want your kids to learn some shit, understand it, you feel what I'm saying? And then do whatever they want to do, whatever decision they want to take.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? Don't force it down their throat.
Make sure they understand their decision.
That shit is crazy. But that's the question I posed to you. Like, is it that? Is it because of that the whole education thing, or is it because, I ain't trying to live in the inner city like that, man. We out of here.
Nah, you know, at the end of the day, you want the best for your kid. At the end of the day, let's cut out the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. The facts.
At the end of it all, you want the education, you want the good living, you want the best that you can foresee in the future. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for your kid and you. Shit, my family going to live good.
But look, you went to a private school, right?
No, I couldn't afford it.
Oh, you never went to a private school?
Fuck no, I just went to the best schoolings in the public sector. You went to the academies.
You know there's pros and cons with public private schools, too.
Of course.
So where there may be education, there's cocaine.
See, there you go with the bullshit. I thought this conversation was serious for a minute. Goddamn, what's it? Cocaine? You talking about cocaine? Where do cocaine come from?
I'm just
wait. Fuck what that. You mean? Might want to say at this point. You might want to say, "Where the flock at?"
No, I'm saying. No,
we, niggas no, ain't doing flock no more though. They doing the other ass.
Because look, listen, with money.
What a fit. What a fit.
Yeah, I'm joking around. With money, is a different level of different things you.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I agree.
That's granted, but let's go beyond that.
I'm not even gonna say elementary because that's kid stuff. I'm talking about like, let's say middle school, high school. Dumb rich kids be on pills. Like nowadays, it's pills. Mm-hmm. It's not coke. For us, I know me. When I was growing up, I done witnessed coke. You feel me? The white boy sniffing coke.
Did you partake in that?
Hey, you took it off my mouth.
Because
will you read my mind just now? Because I was damn sure gonna ask him that.
Because hey, but listen, because one thing about that coke, well, they say that shit fine.
Yeah. Hey, I did not partake. Hey, listen, I was shocked.
Hey, boy, you ain't no. Hey, hold up. Mm. Off subject, man. I'm gonna say this. That boy Meech made a dyke go straight.
No.
So I ain't gonna lie. He just fucked your head up. hey, you remember that night?
Which one? Which night?
We left Tootsie's and you told a little dyke chick we was in the car with.
Oh my, that was the most funniest shit ever.
Wait, bro, that's off subject. But Meech, I just had to say Meech just got you.
Listen, let me say we went to Tootsie, nigga, full blown dyke. Actually it was Tootsie, it was Studio.
It was in studio? Double back to studio.
Yeah. So we were at studio. It was his homeboy and a homegirl. Homegirl full diked out. Hat, dreaded up. Well, I'm talking about t-shirt, jeans, all type of shit. So, but mind you, in studios, she pile in a female ear. I'm talking about talking, you know.
The whole entire night,
you know. Yeah. She, you know, putting down. Okay, cool. You know, we seen that shit, whatever. It is what it is. So we left that shit. So we in the car. So we driving back to Tussie's. That's when I was like, man, let me see something real quick. So I said, man, hey, bro, you know, I had a nigga in my he was tapping my shoulder and he was trying to holler at you. You feel what I'm saying? And she was like, who? And I was like, man, it was some nigga, man. He was trying to see what it is. Man, she said, he got money. I was like, hold on, wait, man.
She went straight.
That's crazy.
Yo, all that stuff, shit, dark shit went out the fucking window. When she asked if the nigga got money, homie, yo, she gonna be delivered. Guaranteed, bro.
See what that paper do?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, Future did say that.
But oh, Future said it. Talk paper, to me.
Paper make it gay.
This nigga crazy himself. Bro, that shit crazy.
Gay.
Bro, but how about this topic right here though, right? The so-called false Miami lifestyle, right? I feel like we live in a city where dog people is faking it but they ain't making it. they faking it, but they're not making it at all, bro. And you can see right through them.
I mean, if they watching Instagram
for sure 90% fake. I feel 90% fake. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of people is so thriving on likes and the views and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas walk around here gold plated chains, fake VVS. Oh, not VVS is what that shit called.
It was a
cubic zirconia.
Cubic zirconia is crazy work.
You put that diamond test on, it's over with.
Oh yeah, it's over with.
To be real, I feel like the Miami lifestyle created an illusion because of the scammers, keep it G.
Mm.
I feel like the scammers made the regular people think about, oh shit, I can do this too. But nigga, if you about to use your patience,
hey, I'm gonna say this.
It
ain't us Yanks doing that shit. I'm just letting y'all boys know.
I mean, you know,
we live in an honest lifestyle.
The Yanks trying to blend in with the Zoes. They just in there. Nah, yeah. They
YZB, huh?
Yeah, they just YZB. In there. YZB.
YZB, we here.
They blend in with the Zoes.
For the folks who don't know what's a YZB, that's a Yank Zoe. And that's me. You know how I came in. I'm fucking with my Zoes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what's the other one? What's the other saying?
What?
For Zoes.
If I shit?
No.
What?
For the females. If a female's a Yank, but they mess with a Zoe, how it goes?
Shit. When a female say Haitian.
Haitian by penetration.
They love saying that shit.
Wait, but do that go vice versa? What you mean by that, coach?
If you penetrate a Haitian.
If I'm knocking off a Zoe.
Yeah. Oh, if you so.
Man, if you knocking off a Zoe and she making you rice and grill, you Zoe.
Yeah. Hold on, I got the recipe for Eppies. That count?
Oh, yeah. You locked in, coach. You got the Eppies?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got the Eppies recipe.
Listen, if you got it, hey, nigga, you stamp.
Okay, then, so
you
I'm good.
You put you off your rice?
That's too deep now.
Hold up.
I'm listening.
I don't know how to make that shit like that, but I damn sure get it in a fridge every week.
Oh my gosh, this nigga right, he got a DoorDash, personal DoorDash.
So y'all look out for it. YZB's coming up. If you Yanks ain't ZB yet, welcome to the YZB family.
Oh my gosh.
By penetration.
It gotta be by
penetration.
Yeah, for sure.
If you got the Eppies recipe. If you don't know about Eppies, you can't be a part of the YZB.
But hold on. So in the sense of Haitians, right, do you, because you're the American one here, do you, does a Haitian woman have to cook for you, like Haitian food all the time?
Hell nah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah. The only thing a Haitian woman got to cook for me once a week, for real.
Once a week, okay.
Once a week. Uh-huh.
Is that spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
With what though? Like a hot dog. A real Zoe girl gonna make it
for you every Saturday morning. Ooh. A real Zoe girl.
Now hold on, wait. Because I'm about to see.
Hey, hold up. Listen, hold up.
Go ahead.
Man, listen. So I ain't getting deep into that shit, but I had that spaghetti with the egg, bro. That's the only way I eat spaghetti.
Yes, sir.
If I don't got the eggs on the side, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
So I'm gonna let you tap in real quick. It's not about the eggs. I'm gonna tell you that.
To me, it is shit. In my culture, we don't fuck with the egg.
Okay, but hold on though. Uh-huh. For the real Zoes though, Josu, tap in with me. That also.
I don't like spaghetti though.
What is it? What? There you go.
I don't like also.
Smoke herring. Fish.
Oh, nah, see, I ain't had that shit yet.
Yeah, I don't like that in my spaghetti.
Boy, y'all boys.
I actually be requesting that out.
With the spaghetti I eat is all turkey. Is no pork, is all turkey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't eat pork.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't play with pork.
Pause, I need the sausage. Pause.
Whoa. But, hey, he want the sausage, but he don't cry. That's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy.
We listening
to that. That sounded sick.
What type of sausage, Joe? We talking about Garcia?
What?
You want the spicy Garcia?
That clip is going to look crazy, by the way. I did not. That clip is crazy. Hey, sausage.
Hey, yo, Alex, we're clipping that right there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my God. That's crazy work, though. But no bullshit, though, man. The also, man. You feel me? So with the spaghetti.
Man, I whipped that shit up myself. Man, you sleep.
What spaghetti?
The whole shebang.
Shit.
The whole shebang.
I ain't gonna lie. So anybody want to bring spaghetti to the podcast, you know, just give us a reach out to us.
Yeah, we want different spaghetti, and we want to see each in different one, and we want to do a taste test to see which spaghetti.
No pork.
I know a couple females that could really throw down, bro.
Throw down, right?
Tell them no pork, though.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
But this ain't no pork, though. That's crazy work.
Now, and the question is, why no part though? Because I feel like you just watched the, the Malcolm X movie yesterday, and you feel like you you know.
Oh pork. Wait, you Muslim?
I ain't eat pork in 15 years.
You Muslim?
I'm not Muslim, but they do got a good bean pie. You should try that. Oh, but hey, said, we ain't gonna play with that culture.
Wait, yeah, listen, they'll be outside.
Look, no, we not doing that. Let's leave that.
I don't want no smoke.
I
with
do
the
not play
with the
pork.
Red bow ties.
I do not play with pork. But
any
we're
nigga
not
that
gonna play in
red
that
bow tie,
because
I don't want no smoke.
I don't want y'all. I don't want no smoke.
Yeah, in actuality, you don't want to play with that Muslim.
You see
culture.
The nigga on the wire with the bow tie.
They'll be right outside.
Nigga, you seen the person who killed Biggie? The drawing.
Wait, hey man, what? I'm gonna say this.
The dude had like a bow tie.
Bow tie.
You lying.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that you was... don't? And they always red.
Yeah, always red.
What?
That was the person. Well, that was the person who described that killed the Biggie.
That's
Allegedly. God damn.
Allegedly.
A nigga with a bow tie killed Biggie?
Man, nigga with a bow tie, dangerous.
Yeah, but damn, Biggie.
Let me tell you, well, not to.
That's the greatest of all time.
I know the Muslim folks, they serious because they be out there on 183rd. Second half with the newspapers passing out. Right there in the middle of the
You have to know the Muslim culture.
No,
so
for sure.
You got to know why they out there hustling newspapers.
No. Guarantee.
Why?
Why is that?
They always had a thing where they're never going to work for the white man. Okay. So therefore, we're going to get some newspaper.
Wait, what? So you telling me everybody that's Muslim doesn't have a job?
They have this thing where they're never supposed to work for the white man. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So you got to understand the culture why they out there hustling newspapers. Because they working for themselves.
This nigga laughing.
Yeah, that nigga. The Muslim, they
gonna
be right in front of
the screen. Because you don't understand what my brain is saying.
What is
so
the brain
saying? So you say all the Muslim people is unemployed.
They're employed with a 1099. They work for themselves.
1099. So you saying they don't.
They're hustling newspaper, bean pies, and all the other shit.
For
but
real?
We're not gonna play with the Muslim culture.
I'm sorry, I'm bad.
And I ain't on that.
I'm sorry.
Does a bean pie taste good?
Them bean pies, good as shit.
I gotta try it out.
Damn, I wish I could FaceTime my barber out of town right now,
but that's a
we
real
should ask him
shit
about
though.
The bean pies.
You know how real that is for pie. Everybody to stand on business like we not getting a job, we going.
Man, fuck that. I'm finna try to hold up, man. Let me try to FaceTime my barber, man. He can take my
bean pies.
What? Man, a bean pie tastes better than a sweet potato pie. Y'all with the bullshit.
Sweet potato pie not that good, bro.
I think a piece.
See, that's the yo. Hey, don't play with our culture. See, this the time I take that YZB shit out the door, and I'm strictly.
You why?
I'm taking a peach cobbler coach.
A peach cobbler.
Try bean pie.
Like, is it consists of actual
a bean?
It's made out of white bean.
What else?
You can't. I don't know, motherfucker. That shit good as fuck.
It got sugar in it. Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get you motherfuckers a bean pie, and we're gonna try that shit on the next episode.
But you know,
for real.
You know what I'm thinking about is like when you cut, you actually see beans in it.
That's what I'm talking about.
So the white bean was we were just having this shit in the barbershop where we have barbershop talk, and they were just talking about how the white bean was the most healthiest bean, so they started making that shit out of bean pie.
So wait, only they sell that product?
Anyway, you could buy white beans from anywhere.
No, I mean like the bean pie.
But in the Muslim culture.
Okay, that's more culture.
In the Muslim world.
That's like buying a Jamaican patty from Jamaicans.
Fuck no, because anybody can make a Jamaican patty.
You got Hispanics.
Don't disrespect the Jamaican culture. Hold up.
Hey, Alex, how many people making fucking Jamaican patties in how you live right now? What are they called?
Look, empanadas.
It's the same shit, though.
No, it's not.
It's the same shit, right?
It's almost. It's not it.
So how about this?
I've tasted a real Jamaican patty from Jamaica.
Hey, hold up. Let me tell you if I'm right. That's just like talking about poisson. Poisson?
What's that?
Man, how the fuck y'all say fish?
Poisson. Oh, my God.
Poisson.
I'm like, nigga.
Hey, y'all know what route I was taking.
I thought you were talking about pizza.
The Italian food.
I was like, hold on. I said, yo, pizza.
Hey, hold up, man. Yo. Let me try to call my barber, man. Listen, we got to talk about this bean pie.
But hold on. But listen, though. But speaking of patties, though, right? So which fan you is? Empanadas, Jamaican patties, or Haitian patties?
We gotta be real now.
You know what?
I'm gonna be real. I'm sorry.
Who's that?
I'm Haitian, but I gotta be real.
He wanna fuck with the Hispanic world.
Nah, Jamaican patties? Undefeated. Undefeated. I'm sorry.
So I'm gonna say this.
Over the old
Pima Book?
Damn.
Over the what?
That's just
Pima Book.
Which patty that is?
That's for Lil Haiti right there. Yeah, that's Lil Haiti.
Nah, even better though. How about the patty Kode? Patty Kode.
Nah.
Come on, man. Which one that is?
So listen, that's used to work with Lil Haiti. Hold up. Yeah.
Oh, nah, I ain't fucking with that.
Oh, you don't like that?
No.
Oh, yeah, boy.
So listen, I used to work in Lil Haiti, right?
I'm with you.
I used to work on Second Ave.
Okay.
At Lil Haiti Soccer.
He over there.
I used to work at Lil Haiti Soccer Field right there. On Second Ave.
Yeah.
So I used to go to this spot on 662 and what that is, 54th or some shit.
Okay.
Like, it's a corner by the gas station.
Okay.
Every Saturday, you go get me 10 patties.
Mm. Ooh, I used
to get a variety.
I think I know the spot you at, too.
It's on a corner.
Oh, 54, 62.
Like no, it's on 62nd.
Josu?
And like 2nd Ave or North Miami Avenue.
What's my patties on?
Damn.
I used to get the fish, the beef, the chicken, and was another one. But I used to get two of each. I used to just test taste that shit.
And which one your favorite?
I like the
spot, right?
654?
On 6-2 and like a 2nd Ave or some shit like that? Down the street from Edison.
Oh, yeah.
Where the statue at?
Yeah, okay.
Man, I used to be fucking them shits up.
The beef, I'm
the beef is too
I'm
regular.
Beef
that's regular. Regular.
I'm a beef guy. That shit regular.
I like fish.
The fish was a ecstatic taste, though.
Lit Talk Podcast, where you going to get the exclusive on patties.
Yeah, next time we
Haitian patties and Jamaican patties.
Hey, so fuck that. Next episode is spaghetti and
Haitian patties.
Haitian patties.
Nah, the bean pie.
Oh, I'm going to try to see bean pies. You got to find a motherfucker that sell them motherfuckers.
You said they be on Second App?
They sell newspaper Final Call.
Oh, my bad, bro. I thought they together.
Hey, the newspaper called Final Call. If y'all don't know about that shit, it tell you real world shit.
I thought it was together,
y'all boys.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm not trying to get assassinated, bro.
he bullshitting. Listen, he bullshit.
Yeah, I love Muslims, bro. I love everybody.
Yeah, now he love Muslims, and it's called Muslim. Not Muslim. Muslim.
Yo.
Man, I try to call my dog about that bean pie so we can get us one.
Oh my god.
Next episode,
bro.
Shit.
That was crazy, my nigga.
We get that bean pie, we lit.
Nah, for real though. I really want to taste that bean pie though, bro.
Nah, but
when y'all eat the bean pie, don't try to bring that shit to y'all house for dessert, because the shit good.
If it's good, I gotta feed it to the fam.
Listen, leave. Nah. That just like shout out to
who got the bottle.
Oh, shout out to Humano. That's just like the bottle.
Humano, listen, we need an endorsement, Humano. You know what I'm saying. Like I said again, tequila, reposado. We just tapping in. We trying to fade away from the whole Don Julio thing.
They OD'd that Don Julio shit. We gonna tap this bitch around our head. Fuck that. No more Don Julio. Straight Humano.
You gonna tap around?
Wait, what's the price looking like on that one?
Yeah, how much it cost, Coach?
What Don Julio cost?
No. How much?
No. Humano? What Don Julio cost?
I don't know.
It's a question.
I don't know.
It's like in the $80, $100, so I don't know.
We're going to stick to Humano.
How much it costs, bro?
$60.
It's the fact that he's matching. He's matching the bottle, bro.
I'm premeditated, bro.
$60 for the Humano, and we ain't fucking off.
Premeditated. This nigga,
Humano, come find us.
This nigga used the... Hey, you know what? Go ahead. Use the pod for advertisement. Go ahead and run.
Our next one, we running the blue bottle agave. We running Humano. All flavor. Meech tap.elit. Sam tap.elit.
Hey, but you know what? Hold on real quick. Let me make this announcement real quick, though. First thing first. I want to tell people, right? Everybody, class of 2013, North Miami, I will be your ambassador.
Okay.
All right. I'm your ambassador for this picnic coming up. Well, actually, it's a 3-day event. But of course, the main event is a picnic. Any questions, anything, come to me.
Hold up. Fuck that. I'm stopping that. What's y'all that? Got a 3-day fucking event for a picnic?
We got 3 days.
What type of fucking ZB shit this is? Hold up. We only do 1 day. Fuck that.
Not really.
We do a 1 day picnic. Y'all motherfuckers got 3 days?
3 days.
But y'all got three events.
We get one fucking event.
Count me in, coach. I'm coming. Hey, we gonna set up. Can we set up a podcast like that?
Oh, that'd be dope.
Bro, that should be crazy.
Let me tell you, and listen.
Hey, give me the date so I can call listen, out.
If Alex down to come out there, Alex, man, come out there. Man, we set up, man.
That should be unstructured as a motherfucker.
Man, hey, just give me the date so I can call out. Fuck it. Premeditated call out.
But for real, though, like I said, man, Class 2013, any questions that y'all got for me, man, hit me up. I'm on Instagram, man, SlimMeach62, I'm sorry.
Say that shit again, SlimMeach?
SlimMeach, you feel what I'm saying, on Instagram, hit me up. I got all information y'all need to know. You think I'm saying? Again, I will be your class ambassador 2013. Hit me up. You think I'm saying? OKC, UFC.
Niggas is high.
Hey, listen. James Harden. James you can have a pardon. Play out the garden.
Niggas at five.
CP3, CPO.
Hey, Alex, we setting up. Real shit, man. At the picnic.
No, that'd be dope, though. That'd be dope.
We're setting up at the picnic.
But you know what?
You might be able to do it, but it might be a Brian question.
All right,
we're definitely going to ask Brian. But you know what? We do need a couple episodes under that, though. You know what I'm saying? And we need about like two more episodes to really, because picnic will be on May 17th, I believe. Yeah, that's a Saturday, May 17th. So we need at least two more episodes. People really come out, show love. And bro, it's gonna be a good vibe though, man. At North Miami, at fucking Kanga Park, I believe. And we out there, bro. Last year was lit. Last year was a good turnout. Of course, we're not trying to compare and contrast like the other schools, like the Centrals in the West, of course. But we're trying to get there. We're trying to get to that level. If we had to, we're trying to get there. I'm not gonna lie with y'all boys, but we're trying to get there. So we got this other topic because we're coming slim with these topics right here though, man. Do you feel like social media let people feel like they have more options
about like
just in a relationship or something like that?
Man, I seen Boosie. I think Boosie was saying some shit like that. That shit kind of real.
You cannot compare no shit to Boosie. Stop it.
He had a point.
I don't fuck with Boosie.
Oh my god.
Boosie too. Why? I'm gonna be real with you. Boosie ain't a nigga you can compare to.
Why is that? Everything
Boosie do is different.
It is different.
Nah, but he had a point though. Like back in the days, it was no social media. You ain't really, you had your female, you like what you had. Now you see your female, and it's not a bad bitch or the BBL one all over your timeline. And she showing you love.
Fuck it. Let's talk about this.
That's where niggas get caught up.
Let's talk about Rod Wave.
Okay.
What happened with
the shit with Rod Wave and his BM, right?
Yeah.
They say Rod Wave never had a badass BM. He never had a fine chick, period, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So now he got a fine BM.
Uh-huh.
He got two bozos, bottom of the barrel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel hoes. Oh, excuse my language, sorry.
Oh, my God. They might see this, bro. Chill.
But at the end of it, like real shit, you got your top class that you ain't want the baby with. So-called ain't want the baby with.
Okay.
Social media fucking superstar.
Yeah.
Now you got two chicks that's a social media nothing. They got 47 followers. But you got that one, she 160K.
Yeah. So let me pose a question too though. You know, speaking for the big nigga community, right, real quick.
Am I included in the big nigga community? Because I always tell a bitch I'm a big
nigga. What's the weight? You gotta be like 250 and not 260?
I'm 250 exact.
250? No, you gotta be 280 or bigger.
Or 280?
280 or bigger.
Well, shit, I'm gonna eat two more cheeseburgers and you know, get right.
About to sneeze away, huh?
Yeah, because I got to.
But do you think because of Rod Wave of status, you think that's why he got a bad female? The nigga is big as shit, though.
I ain't gonna lie. The chick told him. Nigga, I don't need you. I got my own bag.
After she got the bag from him, though, right?
Yeah, shit.
Fuck no, she got the bag before him.
Ooh, okay.
She already had the bag.
But then
the bozos ain't got the bag.
The bozos.
The bozos ain't got the bag.
Wait, so who was the female he sent 35K to?
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about. That's the see, I knew some bozos. That's not the bozo. That's the bro with the bag.
Oh, man.
Why he sent her 35? Oh.
He ain't sent her the 35K. He was supposed to send her the 35K.
So what happened?
That boy sent the five.
Yeah. I mean, I'll send the five too.
No, the five was for the 35K was for the abortion and get right. Man, Rod Wave, I ain't gonna lie, that boy up Fantasia, no, not Fantasia, I take that back. Jasmine Sullivan in the male version, but he didn't want to send the 35K.
So he just sent five.
He sent the five
for the abortion.
That wasn't enough.
How much abortion costs?
And her status, she needed 35.
Why? Because of postpartum?
This nigga here.
No, bro. She was doing out of state shit. She had a lot of shit going on. Real shit.
Oh my god.
I don't know about all that abortion shit.
That shit just made me realize like everything has a price, dog. Even your life. Everything got a price.
That's why Illuminati shit is real.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean,
look at Kanye.
Damn, dude. Everything don't got Kanye's a price.
Everything got a price.
Kanye's fried, bro.
Nah, bro. It's certain things in the world I won't do for no money in the world.
For no money?
No money.
Give me an example.
Is there something you would do for money?
Give me an example.
Hell yeah.
Give me an example.
I'll slap a nigga for $100,000.
Would you slap your BM for $2 million?
I'll slap her head clean off.
You ain't gonna take her head off.
I'll give her 500 racks, though.
Nah, what? Stand on that. That's your bread.
$2 million. I give him 500.
500 racks?
Yeah.
Because that boy know you going to jail after that. Mm-hmm. Drop all charges.
I give him 500. But I'm going to smack her shit clean off.
That boy crazy. Like the competition.
Like the competition.
That shit be powder on crazy. Ice. I ain't going to lie, bro. And now that's one thing I would never do for money. I would
that's
not
what I'm
stand
saying.
There
okay.
And allow a nigga to slap the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
in my
let
face.
A nigga say, okay, me. Oh, hold on. A nigga say, I got $5 million for you to stand there and do that slapping shit.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do it?
Nah, I'm not doing that. $5 million?
I might do it. I'm gonna do it.
You doing it?
I'm gonna do it.
For five M's?
Five M's. You
man,
don't have to
that.
Win.
That's selling
he
your soul to the
it.
Devil.
He didn't say
that's selling your soul to the devil.
Nah,
I'm not doing that, bro.
You're a grown ass man getting slapped.
I'm not allowing myself to get slapped.
At the end of the day, I stand on respect. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm not gonna let no man slap me like that, bro.
I'm a grown ass man with $5 million.
Fuck it, he gonna get slapped for the $5 million.
I'm not doing that. I know for sure I'm not doing that because listen, let's say you get slapped. First of all, you never know what that slap comes
you
with.
You deaf.
Complications. You can't hear in the right ear.
Like,
your vision is off.
You gotta go get a hearing aid. Yeah. And you got a bitch telling you to turn that shit down because it's too high.
Talking like you in the club all day.
Hey, you screaming and you right here.
Hey, 10 years. Hey, 10 years from now, CTE comes about. Like, come on, I'm straight, bro.
PTSD. Now you just slapping niggas for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, the $5 million not really for you anyway. It's for your kids.
Oh, so this nigga doing this shit for his kids?
Yeah, why?
He doing it for the kids. Now, guess what? Now, let's say you know, 30 years from now, man, and all that money is inherited to your daughter, and uh-huh. You know she go in the books and shit like that. I'm like, damn, man, what did my father do?
Because that's smack.
No. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Let's speak generational.
She'll respect
you
though.
No. Because Naj, you just got your ass knocked out for 5 M's. Mm-hmm. Then she get this bozo ass nigga that come in and now he finna run her for the 5 M's. Now she buying him everything with your 5 M's. So was that 5 M's worth it at the end of the day?
Then that's me. I did a poor job as a father.
I mean, you can't blame yourself though. Like that's like
I'm gonna blame myself.
That's like
oh, I'm gonna blame myself. Dude.
No. Listen, that's like
the 5 M down the drain,
bro. That's like what's the chick name? Because right now she's going viral on social media. Biggie daughter.
What happened,
man? Hold on. Now you speak of Biggie daughter.
No,
did Zika get reversed?
What you mean?
Remember Zika, what that mosquito shit? Zika, right?
Oh, what happened?
Do you get the when you get the small head at birth?
Oh my gosh. Man. I'm not even talking about that though. I'm speaking about, like, so I think
Hey, that nigga head, that nigga daughter head big
as hell though.
But nigga, her body iPhone slim and Android big.
Big daughter.
So, no,
ain't nobody thought Biggie was gonna make a pretty daughter. Let's be real here. Like, come on, we see Biggie.
What you saying?
We didn't cut it out.
What if he had it from Faith Evans.
So that was not from Faith Evans, though.
No, I said if he had it from Faith Evans.
He had that from the big black girl that he put in the movie.
Is it because, like,
he had a big black girl in the movie?
I'm saying, you're saying because, like, how Biggie look like?
Yeah, Biggie's ugly, bro.
So real quick. Hey, Alex, I need you to put the camera on this guy real
nah,
quick.
Nah, hell nah.
Because they say this guy like
zoom,
Biggie.
Zoom. No!
Nah, Biggie don't have my features, bro.
You ain't got Biggie features.
What feature is this? What's that, Biggie, though?
Listen, I have features that compliment a little girl.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie.
I got features that compliments a little girl, not Biggie.
The boy said, you breathe heavy like Biggie.
Nah.
You got a lazy eye like Biggie.
Well, Biggie Donald don't look like
hold up, my lazy eye come in when I'm drunk.
That's true, me
well,
too.
Guess what? That bit is here.
Hey, zoom the camera on. Let me see. Hold up. Come back. Hold up, stop talking.
There,
you know, there you go. Hold up. Oh, that shit there. Hold up.
I've been
told
you that, coach.
You made me feel like I got a lazy eye, man.
I've been told your boys that. But going back to Biggie's daughter, though, she had, about the whole money situation, she had her boyfriend at that time. I don't know if they're still together. He ran somebody over.
Wait.
In New York.
The boyfriend ran somebody over?
This is like happened like 4 years ago. Ran somebody over, and she posts, and his bond, she the one that posted the bond. Uh-huh. I think it was like a quarter mil.
Wow.
Biggie money?
Well, whatever money she had,
that's royalty and all that other shit, but she
bonded him out after they listened, and there was surveillance video of this man running somebody over clean. That boy had a Durango, so you can only imagine that how that goes. You feel
that's
what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Yeah, that boy had a damn near what it was.
So what ended up with the case? First of all,
I don't know. I haven't really read about. Like I said, that was like 4 years.
Four years ago.
Yeah, I ain't read up on a case on like that, shit like that. So, but she bonded it out, bro. Quarter mil, bro.
That's where your $5 million gonna go after you get your
exactly. You get slapped, man. That shit. You feel me? God damn, killer. You even got your head.
Oh yeah, cause I be locked in.
Golly, man. But
if you notice too, though, the kid Biggie had with Faith don't look like the kid.
Next topic.
This nigga trying to get a nigga assassinated. Certain topics are very.
Rest in peace.
We're not trying to get assassinated like Biggie.
Really?
They just put that 638 pages out of.
Hey, nah, JFK. But look, you had a topic that made sense with the whole topic of striving.
Okay, talk to me.
You feel me? All that striving shit is the reason why there's 50-50 relationships. That's a lot of motherfuckers in that live in Miami.
I don't believe in 50-50 though.
You say you don't believe in it?
Nah, it's 100-100.
100-100.
Oh, yeah. Same shit.
So you it ain't the same shit, nigga. I'm not giving
you. So can you describe what's your 100-100?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, we going to be equal at 100%, not 50. Because at the end of the day, if I give you 100K, bitch, I want 100K too.
Yeah, that's. Okay.
That's not 50. Hell nah. Motherfucker.
So wait, are you talking about like numbers wise? Or are we talking about?
No, 50,
we
talking about numbers. What's a 50-50? Hold up. What's a 50-50 relationship?
So a 50-50 relationship is. I have this type of bill, or I got this type of responsibility, and you have that other responsibility.
But
and
do then become a man, do we always give 50-50?
No, of course not.
I need 100-100. No. That way, because you're going to slack regardless. Mm-hmm. So when you slack, it ain't 50.
Okay, how about this?
But it's never going to be like that.
So how about this? So how
we always going to give extra.
So how about this? Do you believe that, let's say, if somebody is in a career building mode, do you believe that that's where you have to put in more? And when I say career building mode, let's say you're a nurse. Okay. They're in school. They're doing this. Do you feel like, you know what? Okay, cool. You doing this. Go ahead, do your thing. I'm going to take care of everything else. Do you believe in that?
So that's just like if you saying, are you mad that a woman, would you be mad if a woman makes more than a man? More than you?
Would you feel
some type of way?
I would have been like, no, not me. Me personally, knowing the person who I am, I'm not gonna be mad about that.
Sam say fuck.
Hell no, nah. No, I love it.
So you don't care if your chick make more than you?
No,
I don't care.
I don't give a damn.
I don't care.
I'm happy you make more than me, so that way you can buy your own shit.
But it depends on who that chick is, though.
You can buy your own eggs.
Yeah, you can buy your own eggs. Fuck that.
Certain chicks gonna let you know every chance they get. They make more than you, nigga.
And I'm gonna applaud her. I'm gonna applaud her 1,000%.
But you know what? At the same time, too, though, I mean,
at the time, I would never bring it up.
I'll never bring it up, though. I mean, there's no reason for you to bring that up. But at the same token, too, if my chick make more than me, I'm gonna be the same person. Listen, I'm still working. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm using your money to do whatever I gotta do. Now, yes, if you go ahead out your way and give me some money and you pay this for me and pay that for me, that's cool. But at the end of the day, you have to do something to, you know what I'm saying, to like at least equal that. You feel what I'm saying? If you go ahead and be like, hey, babe, I'm gonna pay your car note for the next 6 months. My nigga, you better open every door in the house.
But that's not real.
You better open every door. You better go ahead and
I feel like
set
that's
up dates.
But look,
when you go out with your girl, you don't open doors already?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. So what's the difference? You ain't doing shit different.
So, okay, hold on. I got you. I like that. I like the way you put that, though.
Because I opened the car door.
Yeah.
The car door. The door. Where were we going?
I got you this. So you remember Dexter Laboratory?
Mm-hmm.
See, so the old girl was the breadwinner, and the old boy had to stay home. So guess what? You better put an apron on, a nigga. Go ahead and clean this crib. Man. I need to scrub these towels.
Oh my!
Go ahead and scrub these towels.
If my old lady right now say, "You gonna stay home while I go make the bread?"
Yeah,
everything gonna be clean, done on the table, bath water ran.
But you know what? I ain't gonna lie. No lie. I wouldn't even like that, bro. To be honest with you, I wouldn't like my woman to be working more than me, because the same stress as a man who do works a lot and come home and bring shit home. Do you think you allow you think you gonna handle your woman coming home with some shit from work?
Yeah.
Let alone what you doing at the crib already, my nigga. Hell no. As men, we could home that already. We know how to, you know what I'm saying, like, take that out, you know what I'm saying? Come home. Like, I'm not gonna do that, bro.
How many times when y'all females ask y'all, how was your day? You really tell them how was your day?
Nah. Yeah, when the last time you said that?
Like, when they say, how was your day? You really tell them how was your day?
Well, see.
My day was good. It was all right. Straight.
Well, it depends. Well, see, because me and my old lady, we work in the same field. So, like, if she asks me how was my day, I tell her what it is and she understands. See, it's different when, like, your old lady don't work in the same space that you do, so she don't understand what you like when you tell her. So now you have to go in a deeper bag, but like, hey, this is what happened with the roof.
You ain't trying to go in that bag.
I'm not trying to go in that bag. I'm trying to be simple as possible.
Yeah, X, Y, and Z.
I'm with you. If we don't work in the same field, then it was all right. But we were in the same field. Man, shit, boy, that's you don't know how this day was today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But let's. I'm a transparent guy.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you, well, it be days I be driving home crying like, God damn, boy, I had a hard day.
A hard day. Yeah.
I don't know who to talk to. Because at the end of the day, nobody ain't trying to hear that shit.
No. Facts. No. Everybody going through their own shit.
Everybody got their own shit.
But you gotta find that real homie that be like, yo, boy, talk to me. Because at the end of the day, that's how we lose ourselves.
Forever.
Y'all don't. Nobody want to keep it player. Nobody want to. Everybody want to be gangster. Man, I ain't. I'm gonna say it out loud. Bitch, I ain't no gangster.
No. We ain't gang banging. No gang.
So I drive home crying. Goddamn it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he said we don't gang bang.
See, y'all niggas, see, that's what's wrong with y'all YNs. Y'all YNs, see, that bang bang shit, that's y'all YN shit. But I'm gonna let you know.
Gang, no bang bang, coach. We ain't doing that.
Listen, man. Sometimes it be hard days.
No. Hey, listen, by all means, we're not belittling that. Of course it's hard days. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to be hard days. Because you're supposed to appreciate that. But at the end of the day, with the hard days, you ain't got to cry every day.
Shit.
What you crying for?
What you crying for?
What you crying for?
I'm going to tell you why I cry.
Why?
Cause I'm gonna cry cause I don't wanna slap a nigga for real. Cause nah, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers say. It be days you wanna leave out and you wanna bang with your coworker.
Yeah.
Oh yes, 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 yes. I agree with that.
You
I
wanna
agree.
Tell your supervisor, man, fuck you. Suck a nigga dick or something.
No.
And walk off the job.
No, for real.
But at the end of the day, you gotta keep that shit in your head, like, damn, man, this is what I should have told that motherfucker. Hey, what Instagram motherfucker was like, oh yeah, this is what I told him. But in actuality, yeah, they bitched up. But that's why you express yourself to yourself driving, because what you really wanted to say, you can't really say it for real.
So yeah. Is it
because you're gonna be in an unemployment line?
So is it safe to say in when you're driving, that's the best coping mechanism right there for you?
And listening to Tennessee Whiskey
by T-Pain,
nigga. What? You disrespectful. That's Chris Stapleton.
Oh my god.
You know T-Pain got a version, right?
T-Pain?
Yeah, he got a version.
And they don't know what he wanna do. We gonna call those unconfused Negroes.
I'm saying though, so is that what you're tuning into while you're driving?
Yeah. And you know, I find somebody, if I can talk to somebody at that time, call one of the homies.
How about you? What you tuning in when you be like, man, this shit was a stressful ass day, man. Let me turn this shit on right now.
No, that boy Sam Hardbody.
Bruh.
He don't cry.
I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga probably going there listen to some Jeezy.
Nah, for real though, what give me through though is funny you said Jeezy, but not Jeezy. It's Ross, bruh. Just put that on
Ross,
that. Right?
That old Ross though.
Big Belly Rude Boy.
The Teflon Don album.
Put
on that Freemason.
Yes, sir.
Or that Tears of Joy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Of course.
You feel me?
Yes, that's I know for me. I mean, that boy's on me.
What you listening to?
Nigga, you already
What you listen to? Let me hear this light-skinned ass shit.
Baby
go
girl.
Ahead and tell them people.
Baby girl.
Let me hear this light-skinned ass shit here.
That ain't baby girl.
Y'all boys know what I, you know, when I'm tuned
Hey, I ain't gonna
in.
Lie. I was riding recently, and I seen Drake got a song talking about giving him a hug type shit.
Give me a hug. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he added Aaron Hall.
I ain't gonna lie, Drake make light skinned niggas feel terrible.
No, Drake be
terrible. What you mean?
Too emotional.
Too emotional?
Too emotional.
Nah, but
like, why you had to come with a song, Give Me a Hug?
So tell me, so who's more emotional in the sense of music, Drake or Rod Wave?
Damn, Rod Wave, of course. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not even gonna mess with Drake. Rod Wave.
That's what I'm saying though. Because, you know, because
Drake at least give us happy music. Rodway will give you nothing. Like,
Rodway don't.
I seen concert last year. Everybody was crying in that shit.
Hey, my girl has sent me some shit, right? She said that it was a video of some nigga asking Rodway, what was the most expensive, like, things you bought or some shit? Like shopping spree, whatever. This nigga go ahead. He be like, hey, man. Hey, don't worry about that, man. Keep your life together, bro. You know what I'm saying? Spend your money well. Like, in the comments was like, bro, this nigga is never happy, bro. Like, this nigga Jasmine cannot Sullivan. Even answer that type of question.
Jasmine Sullivan, I broke the windows at your car.
Oh, my gosh. Ain't you had a few more, like, oh, God, I broke your window and your
she
tires?
She flipped my tires.
She was like,
no,
your tires?
Man. She was mad.
That's when you know that pussy was good.
No, she was
no,
mad.
No. Pussy. Yeah, that's when you drop my dick off. Fuck you.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'm not. And guess what? You know, nowadays they smart too, though. They flat tires,
but they only flatten three. So now insurance ain't covering.
The insurance not covering. That's why you better go to your local tire shop. Your local tire.
Shout out to Humano for the good looking. You know, I can't afford them full tires.
Hey, that's crazy.
Hey, man, go to your local tire shop. They give them Chinese ass tires.
Listen, what?
Hey, y'all bullshitting. Why used to get Chinese tires?
Hey, I still do, my nigga.
Ah,
Jesus.
I still do because guess what? 10,000, 15,000 miles, I'm good. You dig what I'm saying? I'm good. I only paid damn near $400. Go get the alignment and ride that bitch off. I'm good, coach. What you telling me, man?
Hey, listen, man. I can't get them Chinese tires.
I ain't going to Costco. I ain't going to Goodyear.
I can't get them Chinese tires no more.
Well, so what you getting?
Good shit. I got to ride. You got to remember, my daughter involved now. If it was just me, I'm riding dirty. Ball tires and all.
Ball tires and all.
And you know what? Hey, you know what? That's so funny though with the bald tires. That's where you definitely dictate when a female ain't got no man.
What?
When she got bald.
Because they only know how to get in the car and ride.
And just ride. Just start the car and ride. You're right.
That's turn that bitch on or ride.
Or
that
shit steering wheel stiff as fuck.
That you shit knocking at the bottom.
This motherfucker need
brakes squeaking from a mile away.
Not even squeaking. That shit just straight. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. I'm going to say this. And I'm gonna let it be known.
Possibly.
Any chick that get with me, man, your car gonna be all right. Call me Pet Boy.
This guy is wild, coach.
That means they call me Pet Boy.
He said Pet Boy?
Pet Boy.
Hold on, killer. So you telling me. So you know what? That goes back to that, though, right? And this is the thing niggas do. This is so fucking weird. In the first couple weeks when you meet a chick, right? You're not going to open up, but you're going to fix the car first quarter, though, right? Hmm? Yeah, that's what you're doing, Kevin.
Hell nah.
That's what you're doing.
Say that one more time. I ain't catch that.
So you're telling me you meet a chick for the first couple of weeks, and you whatever you're doing, you're talking to her, whatever the case is, but you're not going to open up to her, but you're going to fix her car first quarter.
Alex, cut the mic. They with the bullshit. I'm not doing that.
Oh my gosh. Hey, hold on real quick. Hey, Alex, hey, what time we got though? How much time we got?
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Oh, one minute it is. We're about that close.
Damn.
Right now.
So what, we even speak about death of a marriage.
No, we are not gonna speak of that shit because I told him when we first came in. I ain't married yet, so therefore I don't want to fuck up my future.
You ain't gotta
relationship.
Be married to speak about it though.
No, because at the end of the day, when I say something wrong,
yeah,
hey. She gonna say, motherfucker, remember that episode y'all had? I'm not on that.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's death in marriage. I think marriage is here to stay. And
well, listen,
we promote marriage.
I'm going to say this before we go.
Yeah, go on.
I want to get married, so I don't want to speak that in vain.
All right, say no more. Because the way he was talking, he's about to get in the Christian bag. So listen, though. Hey, listen, in closing
Close us out.
God, this is the first episode of Lit Talk Podcast. We want to tell you guys we appreciate you listening in. Please subscribe to our YouTube. We on iCloud. Is it iCloud? Nah, iCloud.
We are iCloud.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Come on, man. Tighten up, bitch.
Hey, listen, SoundCloud, Anchor.
YouTube.
What else? YouTube. We definitely on YouTube for real.
TikTok coming soon.
TikTok coming soon.
You got to get to TikTok.
Guaranteed. And when it comes to TikTok, Danny G will be doing all the trending shit.
Follow us
on Instagram, Lit Talk Podcast. Yeah, we here, man. First episode, man. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank you so much, man.
We out.
Yeah.
God damn, boy. I ain't gonna lie. I had to.